consider saving a roster spot for kickoff specialist?
I've done it before. You know, when I was in Carolina, I had John Casey and, you know, a variety of kickoff guys. You know, you consider everything, but actually you can consider nothing as well.
That's one of your favorites. That's the greatest team. Right there. That's right there. Skids on the
So use that one, D-Mac.
Got it. Coach Fox, we consider everything or nothing.
You're always considering, though.
Are you more feeling better about your team now than, say, a couple weeks ago with the transformation? I don't know. That might be a little strong word. But with the offense. You know, it plays, and there it was cold last night. It was windy last night, and you moved the
great
ball.
Deductions. I've felt good about this team all along, you know, and it's something you build, and you're in a journey, and, you know, we're not to the, you know, end of the trip yet. So, you know, we're making progress, and that's what you try to get accomplished. And, you know, you don't want to get too far. You don't want to be looking in the rearview mirror. You just want to just try to continue to get better. And, you know, this is an important stretch, no matter. I mean, the whole league's embarking in the final quarter of their season, and that's really where our sights are.
Every week, is there a noticeable greater comfort level with Will Montgomery at center playing with Peyton?
Well, I think, you know, the chemistry aspect that somebody alluded to earlier, I think, you know, the more you do it, the better you get. And I think, you know, we're always trying to tweak and adjust and, you know, meddle with ways to play better and get better. And that's true offense, defense, and the kicking game. So just like, you know, most NFL seasons I've been associated with, it's no different now. You know, in this league, you just try to stay the same. You know, it's coming off a win, coming off a loss. You've got a workload that, you know, you're matching up against a new opponent every week. And so this will be no different this week, you know, with Buffalo. So we'll attack this week, you know, pretty much like we have all season.
Coach, it was a pretty pass-happy team early in the season. Now with CJ's emergence, what does it mean for you to kind of have your offense be able to mold to whatever situation, have everybody in place to really take whatever the defense gives you?
Well, I think, you know, you try to create balance, you know, and the reason you do that is with each new opponent, there's different matchups. This game is about matchups. And, you know, they have strengths and weaknesses, too. And it's how that marries up. But when you try to stay consistent at, whether it's on defense or offense, stopping the run, running the ball, pass defense, I mean, all that stuff goes into every week. These things take on their own new personality. I mean, we will not, you know, attack and approach the Buffalo Bills exactly like we did the Kansas City Chiefs, or just name two teams. They're all different. So, you know, some of that stuff is what gives us the best chance to win, or how we match up with our opponent.